Now, back to the College World Series special live from Omaha Baseball Village, powered by MD West One on 1620, The Zone.
Drink wine at a baseball game?
No.
But you go Blue Moon? What the heck?
Behind the dish, great arm, great walk, great catcher, and the bat is a plus. I've never seen a catcher hit as well as
he I know did. We're back. I heard the music. I could not cut off the lovely lady that was...
We're in the middle of a conversation.
Somehow Blue Moon came up.
So quick than him. Jacob is a... What's happening, George?
He has the ability to hit the ball in the gap.
I wasn't the one that brought it up. The lady was like, I go in the ballpark and I drink Blue Moon.
If it comes up organically from one of the passersby, we really can't do much.
Is that true? That they bring it up and we don't. Yeah, they bring it up. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to bring you up something. Here's how we do it. Ma'am, do you like ice cream?
We both really love to compete.
You like ice cream?
All right.
This gentleman right here is going to hook you up with ice cream. You could win ice cream for a year from Ted and Wally's. It's the official ice cream of 1620 The Zone. Do you, boyfriend, husband? Boyfriend, do you listen to 1620 The Zone? Okay. Are you from Omaha?
I am.
Oh, bam.
There you go.
So now I know you're not like BSing me just to get like free stuff. Where do you play? Good place.
Oh, nice.
Good place.
There you go.
Good place. You guys going to the game today?
No.
Okay.
Miller North, that's where I went. What year? Okay, a lot later than mine. I was 2005.
A little bit later.
A little bit, yeah.
He went to Miller North in the good era of football. Okay.
Yeah, on the early end, right?
Yeah, 2014. Yeah. That was a really, really good team.
It's a really good baseball team when I was there, too.
Yeah. All right. Well, you got ice cream there, all right? So make him take you to Benson or downtown into the old market to Ted and Wally's.
Will do.
All right?
There you go.
Good luck. It is the official ice cream of 1620 The Zone, celebrating 35 years with over 3,000 flavors. Benson in downtown Omaha. Now, so baseball, which has been very competitive at Miller North. Football under Fred Pitino, which is amazing. We're going on four decades.
Yeah.
But
literally the only head football coach I've ever had at Miller North.
Yes.
Unreal.
Well, in this metro, and Coach Wortman out at Elkhorn just retired after 41 years. That's the only football coach that school has ever
known.
I mean, we're in a town where you've got two Hall of Fame high school football coaches that have been in their jobs for either four decades or going on four decades.
Yeah.
In an era where high school coaches, regardless of sport, they don't last very long. They're run out, even if they're fairly successful.
Yeah, it's true. And honestly, part of it, I think a lot, part of it's they get run out. I think sometimes they get burned out with the way some of the, the parents. And we're talking with Burrs about how the summer programs, whether it be for baseball or basketball, not as much for football, but, it has gotten a lot harder to be a long time successful high school coach. And I know that's been that way in other parts of the country for a while, but it's found its way here to Omaha. I think Dave Cork's still out there at Miller North with baseball. He was in his first couple years when I was there. And that the nice young gentleman we were talking to, I don't think he knew, we were 35-0 my senior year. Arguably one of the best baseball teams the state's ever seen.
Was that Evan Porter?
Evan Porter was on that team as a starting shortstop. He's the head coach at UNO now at Omaha. Loved Evan. I had a couple classes with him. We were pretty good friends in high school. I haven't talked to him much since then. But that team had, I believe, 9 Division I baseball players on it. Connor Gillespie played for the White
Gillespie
Sox.
Brothers.
Yeah. Colin is still kicking around the minors, I think. They were both first-round picks. Connor played for Giants, White Sox, Angels for a minute. He had a good run there.
But now it's a basketball school.
Yeah, it is a basketball school now, coming off that state title, right? Probably should be coming off 2 state titles, but that's a different conversation.
You got two high schools that are happy. Coach Cannon is not wasting any time. They're reloading for this upcoming year.
There's some younger kids in the system, too. Isaiah McMorris is a kid that I actually played college ball against his dad.
Kenny?
Lamar.
Lamar.
Lamar, and he played over at Grace. I was at Nebraska Christian College. They killed us because they were good and we weren't. But as you can tell by having a 5'9 Indian kid on your basketball team. But Lamar and I are built a little different, okay?
So stop by here at the Zone booth inside Baseball Village and register to win beef for a year from Rustic Cuts. High-quality, locally raised meat from our farm to your table, Rustic Cuts. So you mentioned where you were, and then there was Grace, which doesn't exist anymore.
Neither does Nebraska Christian College.
But Grace was in the whole athletic. I mean, Thad Bosley, who made his career as a pinch hitter in Major League Baseball, was the athletic director for a day, I think.
He was there for a couple years, long enough to run the school into the ground, so that's fine.
Okay.
he kicked around playing some or coaching quite a bit for the majors as well.
Yes, he did, and he had a popular card. He was what you would call a common. You know, when you're collecting baseball cards and you're buying packs, it seemed like Thad Bosley would show up in a lot of packs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
But let me ask you this, because we've never done a show together, and I'm curious, because speaking of Grace and where you went, and you've got Iowa Western, which is a really, really good top-to-bottom athletic program for a junior college. I mean, they're competitive across the board. People have, inquired, hey, what about Metro? Could Metro have a junior college athletic program and be successful in a city the size of Omaha? But what about a full-fledged prep school? With a heavy dose of athletics, like an IMG, a Sunrise Christian that we've become very familiar with in Wichita.
Yeah.
Do you think something like that would work in Omaha?
I actually think it would, because I think there's...
Elkhorn Mount Michael is kind of like that, but not to the extent of what we're talking.
Yeah, there's a very heavy academic focus at Mount Michael. They've had good athletics off and on, particularly basketball. They've been very good at it during stretches. But I do think a full-fledged kind of athletic prep school would work, because I think you have a lot of kids in the area that are under-recruited, and you would get a chance to showcase those athletes. I mean, you see kids that leave here and go to other prep schools do really, really well. Mm-hmm. Kyrie Thomas and Sharif Mitchell, right off the top of my head, are a couple guys. But there's a ton of, especially high school basketball players, high school baseball players, a lot of guys go JUCO, that you would have a really good opportunity to showcase some of these guys at a more national level, get them out there against some of the other elite prep schools. I think you'd have a pretty good opportunity to exploit that here, or take advantage. I don't know if exploit's the right word, but use that to have a nice prep school here. JUCO is a little harder sell because the junior college athletics landscape has shifted pretty dramatically over the last few years with transfers, and you don't get a lot of the same high-level prospects at the junior college levels that you used to. And so I don't know if a new junior college program starting up at a place like Metro would work. But prep schools are kind of the preferred route if you need to get your academics straight, as opposed to spending the 2 years at a JUCO. Because, as you know, at a prep school, you keep all your eligibility, which is a huge advantage versus going to a junior college. Now, there's some guys that they can't get it fixed in a year, but there's enough guys out there that they just need that extra year to figure things out, finish their core classes, get their GPA up a little bit, and I think it could work here.
There's the other part of the schooling, which it's not expensive. People think, well, you open up a prep school and it's going to be all these expenses. A lot of the schooling is online.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you're opening up a prep school in Omaha, Nebraska, you are doing it with an athletic focus.
100%.
And all you have to do is keep the kids eligible so that they can make the transition to whatever school they're going to, and academics are not an issue, and they've had their year full of academics, but it's essentially academic. Most of it's online.
Yeah, a lot of it's online, and honestly, what I would do is I would put the focus on, okay, getting kids eligible and getting them prepared for staying eligible at the college level, because that's the other problem that you see is, okay, even if they were eligible in high school, because as we know, there's a wide variety of different preparation levels from high schools across the country, right? And you've seen some kids come in and, college is easier than their high school was if they come from a pretty elite academic high school. And you've seen some kids that come into college and they're just struggling to keep their head above water. If you had a prep school that actually you know, just simple things like teaching kids how to study and how to budget their time and things like that. Things that you wouldn't even necessarily have to grade. Mm-hmm. That would just be, hey, let's prepare you for actually being able to be successful in college so you can be successful in your sport. Because if you can't pass your classes, you can't play the sport. That's pretty plain and simple. And for a lot of kids, that's the bigger struggle is academically than is athletically.
That's Robbie. I'm Gary George is on site here. We're now closing in on about a half hour before Stanford and Arizona. A lot of folks are making their way towards the stadium. An elimination game a little bit after one between two teams out of the Pac-12, the Wildcats and the Cardinal. Arizona lost in 12 to Vanderbilt. North Carolina State drubbed Stanford in the opening game, which might have been one of the bigger surprises, essentially, since Stanford went to Lubbock and did things to Texas Tech that teams normally don't do down at Danlaw Field. And then tonight, Vanderbilt and North Carolina State. One team will be 2-0. We will have our first Friday 2-0 team after tonight, and we'll have somebody going home after today's game. So we'll come back. We've got another segment to go. Don't forget where we're at. We're in the Baseball Village. You can't miss us. We got a great location here. Love to see you. There's a nice little buzz. Again, the weather is fantastic. Weather is absolutely ideal. This is going to be one of the best weather days in the history of the College World Series.
Oh, without a doubt.
I mean, we're in the middle of June, and it's maybe 75, and it's super comfortable.
Yeah, there's a nice little breeze even, so even if you're in the sun, you're not too hot. It's perfect.
Yeah, take advantage of the day because it's going to be back to normal times around Omaha when we get this time of the year. Live from Baseball Village, this is the Gary Sharp Show on 1620.
Featuring
Robbie on 1620 The Zone.